It's kind of interesting if you travel around to different places and see how different meditators present and how they explain their experiences in different kinds of environments. You go to different countries, different cities, and you can almost kind of guess the different teachers that have been in a particular area by the particular kinds of either experiences or sometimes neuroses or problems that meditators will present. Say, for example, Goenka technique. Like all of these things, many people benefit from it. But where those people who don't benefit from it come, you'll typically get something like, I've been doing this practice for 10 years and my mind is like an emotional desert. I feel like my heart is completely void of love and compassion, and I'm desperate that I need to find these things again, which I used to feel, and after all these years of meditation, they're gone. And so here I am looking to practice metta or practice something which will give me some juice and some life in my heart. I think when it goes wrong, then these are the kinds of problems that I've seen that can happen.
What about problems with other traditions?
Problems with other traditions. In meditation traditions.
Meditation traditions.
Specific ones.
Mahasi.
Well, with Mahasi tradition practice, because this is something I did myself when I started meditation. I did several intensive Mahasi retreats, and doing 1 month intensive retreat, we end up doing 4 days practicing without sleeping and all of this kind of silliness, and you have all these experiences and you take them very seriously, and your teachers obviously take them very seriously and these kinds of things. So one problem obviously with Mahasi technique is a kind of rampant institutionalized overestimation, which is almost par for the course, that there are probably thousands of certified stream enterers out there who probably actually aren't even very together in keeping 5 precepts and yet have been certified as being stream enterers. And the extent of that probably depends pretty much on the level of discernment of the particular teacher, I would guess. Some teachers maybe do this a lot, some not so much. So I think this is one serious problem. Another problem is there's this kind of level of scatteredness. I spoke with one monk, who's a very senior monk, and he was sort of in the Mahasi Center for a year or something like that, and came out of it basically, he just basically said he was a psychological wreck. He sort of came out completely unable to think and to cope with the world, because you're only given one technique. You're told whatever it is, note it. And so you're not told any way of dealing with thought or how to think intelligently, creatively, constructively, how to do anything. And so you just blast everything out of your mind, and that's mindfulness. Yeah? And actually it's not quite it. There's a bit more to mindfulness than just that. So yeah, again, I don't want to be one-sided about these things. I'm talking about what happens when they go wrong. Obviously, they go right a lot of the time. I had very good experiences doing Mahasi practice, and I always have tremendous respect and appreciation for what I learned there. But not everybody has those kinds of experiences.